Thanks, Norwood.
Rosie, I think the network is, I think we got it.
What are we going to do about it?
You got me. Maybe I'll sing something. How about that?
Good thinking.
I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with you. I'll never say never kiss you again, 'cause here I am kissing you again. That's just one thing I said I'd never do. I walked away and said goodbye. I was hasty, wasn't I? I missed you so I thought I'd die. But it's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with the same sweet you. I missed you so I thought I'd die. But it's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with the same sweet you.
The Riglet people have their trademark on the next words in music for your enjoyment. Listen well now.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'd say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Will you sing now, Rosie? Got a new thought?
No, very old thought, Bing.
What's the title?
I Love You.
Well, that's an old thought for a new thought. It happens every second, I guess.
Happens every split second.
And you can split that, too, if you want. I Love You is the big thought throughout the ages, I suppose. Well, let's have it, Rosemary.
My heart will break. I love you. Oh, how I love you. My every thought is you. Mm-hmm.
look.
Pretty as Fort Knox at sunrise, Rosie. Where are you off to now, all dolled up?
I'm going out to a very exclusive restaurant after the show, Bing.
Well, the outfit's fine, very chic. Except for that brown paper handbag.
That's no handbag. I just packed myself some Rye Crisp and caviar.
Oh, I should have known.
Sure. The flavor of 100% whole grain rye really brings out the 24-carat taste of caviar.
Oh, yes, or cheese, tuna, ham, or any other snackable tidbit. And Rye Crisp helps keep you svelte around the belt, eh, Rosie?
Uh-huh. There are no more than 21 calories in a whole double cracker, so you can shape up with Rye Crisp, the cracker that's great when you're watching your weight.
Righto. But, Rosie, any exclusive restaurant would rustle you up a batch of Rye Crisp and caviar. Why bring your own from home?
I just like home cooking, Bing.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are. I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are. Always. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there'd be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. Could see me too. There'd be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
You know me. I like to take things easy, except when it comes to relieving cold distress. And then the faster, the better. That's why you should listen to this.
Here's Giselle McKenzie, one of America's most popular TV and movie stars.
If a nasty cold bothers you, think what it does to me. I don't feel like singing with my nose stopped up, head feeling like a balloon from sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine, new improved four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus passages while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
Four-way's marvelous. Makes me feel fine in no time.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sorrows, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. Stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to love. I love to look in your eyes.
You know one of my favorite actresses?
Who's that?
Melina McCoury. Mm.
Oh, yes, she's great, isn't she?
Oh, she's really got it, I think,
too. I like Miss McCoury's acting, of course, but I like her attitude. The way she gives an interview.
Oh, did you interview Melina McCoury?
No, I haven't had that pleasure. I'd like to bandy a few words with her, but I've noticed in some of her interviews that have appeared here and there in the magazines and the papers, she's very direct. She's bright, she's articulate, this girl, and sensible. That's what I meant.
Well, she's very vital, I'll tell you that.
The one big point, Ken, about Melina McCoury is that she doesn't have her measurements handy.
No?
The minute anyone interviews anyone who ever appeared in a bathing suit, they want to know their measurements. And the girl rattles off 33, 33, 66, I don't know.
What kind of measurements are those?
What do I know about measurements, Rose? Anyway, they rattle off what they got there, but not Melina McCoury.
Never any measurements,
no,
huh?
No figures. No measurements of any kind from Melina. Matter of fact, she says that in Greece, we don't care if a woman is small or tall or how she's built. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, yes, it does. If you don't care if a woman is small or tall or how she's built.
I care deeply. But Melina's point is that in Greece, quote, we judge her on her charm, tone of voice, and her capacity to listen to a man well.
That's why you like Melina, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. It wasn't the measurement bit at all.
Oh, they're important.
This is the heart of the matter. Her capacity to listen to a man well.
Well, now, don't you think that makes a girl charming?
Well, yes, it probably makes her very charming to men, especially to a gabby one.
Well, I think that's an admirable quality in a lady.
Now, getting back to her measurements, she says she never gives anyone her measurements because she doesn't know them. So how could she give them out?
This girl doesn't know her measurements?
No.
How does she buy things in a store?
Oh, she knows her size, you know. But beauty contest measurements and all that, she doesn't give them out. Doesn't know them, she says.
Well, why doesn't the gal get a tape measure and have somebody measure her? Then she'll know what she measures.
Well, she understands it's that simple.
I'll volunteer.
Well, I get my hat. But she says she doesn't care. She just doesn't care what her measurements are. She says, what's all the argument about?
I don't see much to argue about with Miss McCoury.
Unless you just have to know those measurements.
Her measurements are adequate, I assure you. She's just a girl who has never made a note of them, that's all.
Well, I must say, she's doing all right without measurements.
She certainly is.
You know, if Buddy Cole and the group were really on the beam over there, if they were doing their job, they'd break out into a chorus or two of them never on Sunday. I don't think they got an arrangement of it. So we'll have to have something else musically here, I guess. Do we have anything in a Grecian mood?
Or even a song about a tape measure would help, wouldn't it?
Or a song about a girl...
Coming around.
Or a song about a girl who has the capacity to listen to a man well.
Any song. And if anyone has any suggestions to kind of round this thing out, for goodness sake, step up the mic and handle the case. Just can't leave this thing hanging here, can we?
Why not?
Well, actually, why not? What am I worrying about? Music is music, isn't it? Say, Rosie, what do you say that you and I take a little walk around the block?
Let's. Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present, let's take a walk around the block. You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we'll have will go for travel.
Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in. You sit on my lap. London in May time, to Venice in play time,
to Paris in time for a fry, to Boston in bean time, darling, meantime,
let's take a walk around the block. In winter at Christmas, we'll visit the Isthmus, see how they lock up a lock.
And then in Mexico, on a burro,
we'll take a ride around the block. I give you my promise, we'll visit St. Thomas, and then at Hawaii we'll dock.
Hawaii can wait, sir, it grows late, sir.
Let's take a walk around the block. Onward to Cathay,
then to Mandalay,
then Vladivostok,
where Bolsheviks flock.
We'll send the folks cables, accumulate labels, we'll buy souvenirs till we're in hock.
Right now we are flying old Manhattan. Let's take a walk around the block.
Well, Rosie and I are going to stroll along now, folks.
But we'll return Monday, same time, same station.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Ever hear of a major league pitcher who could throw a strawberry through the side of a battleship? Man, that's fast pitching. Well, our Jerry Coleman pitches the sports news your way every weekend just as fast on the CBS Radio Network's Coleman on Sports. 10 times a weekend, Jerry Coleman gives a player's eye view of sports developments. Hear ex-Yankee Jerry Coleman weekends at this Keystone Corner for sports.